Antonio Meucci. Cruel story of telephone's true inventor. That's an amazing invention, but who would ever want to use one of them? President Rutherford B. Hayes, while he was handling the first telephone for a trial conversation between Washington and Philadelphia in 1876. The invention of the telephone in the late 19th century revolutionized long-distance communication and connected the world in an unprecedented way. This groundbreaking technology allowed people to instantly communicate across great distances by voice for the first time in human history. While Alexander Graham Bell is popularly credited with inventing the telephone, some believe Italian-American inventor Antonio Meucci should be recognized as the first to conceive and develop telephone technology. Though Meucci demonstrated his early telephone prototypes in 1860, he failed to protect his invention through a definitive patent. But did he actually invent the first version of the telephone? Meucci's path to developing voice communication via wires highlights an intriguing story of innovation and misfortune. In this article, we will introduce Antonio Meucci, Cruel Story of Telephone's True Inventor. Telephone's True Inventor. Meucci's role assessed by Congress. After Meucci's death in October 1889, his work gained renewed attention. U.S. Congressman Michael A.M. Cravens of Arkansas sponsored a resolution in the House of Representatives in 1886 directing the U.S. Attorney General to investigate Meucci's claims against Alexander Graham Bell. However, the resolution eventually failed in Congress after a committee reviewed Meucci's case. Without strong technical evidence from Meucci's documents, Bell maintained his status as the telephone's official inventor. Telephone trivia related to Meucci. Some claim Meucci was close to finalizing a telephone prototype in 1861 when he suffered serious burns and injuries that halted his work for several years. Meucci reputedly once connected his primitive telephone across New York Harbor between Staten Island and Manhattan to demonstrate his device could transmit speech over distance. In 1856, Meucci's lawyer submitted a caveat to what was then the U.S. Patent Office that briefly described a device Meucci was developing, but did not clearly identify it as a telephone. While living in poverty, Meucci sold most of his telephone materials and equipment to a second-hand dealer to raise money in 1861. This left him without working models to exhibit. A resolution was submitted to the U.S. House of Representatives in 2001 that would have officially recognized Meucci's contributions to the telephone, but it did not pass. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution in 2002 declaring that Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, ending Meucci's claims. Some Meucci advocates argue his telephone caveat was illegally destroyed or lost at the U.S. Patent Office, denying Meucci evidence to prove he invented a telephone. The bottom line. In this content, we discussed Antonio Meucci, Cruel Story of Telephone's True Inventor. While Meucci failed to overturn Bell's patent, his intriguing story still inspires debates over who should be credited with inventing the earliest telephone. Meucci is respected for conceiving rudimentary forms of voice transmission technology in a time before mature theories and tools were available. His pioneering experiments with electric communications were groundbreaking. Even if Meucci's role as the definitive telephone inventor remains uncertain, his innovative work paved the way for later breakthroughs. Meucci should be remembered for his trailblazing efforts to develop and demonstrate the principles of what would become one of the most transformative technologies in human history. To discover and learn more interesting facts, continue to follow our blog and support our LCN app. Bibliography on Meucci's role in the telephone's invention. Basilio, Catania, Antonio Meucci, Inventor of the Telephone. Penton Press, 1937. Bruce, Robert V. Bell, Alexander Bell and the Conquest of Solitude. Cornell University Press, 1990. Carson, Mary Kay, Alexander Graham Bell, Giving Voice to the World. Sterling Publishing, 2007. Coe, Lewis, The Telephone and Its Several Inventors, A History. McFarland, 1995. Evanson, A. Edward, The Telephone Patent Conspiracy of 1876, The Elisha Gray, Alexander Bell Controversy. McFarland and Company, 2000. Hochfelder, David, The Telegraph in America, 1832-1920. The Johns Hopkins University Press, 2012. Jonas, Jill, Empires of Light. Edison, Tesla, Westinghouse, and the Race to Electrify the World. Random House, 2004. Josephson, Matthew, Edison, A Biography. John Wiley and Sons, 1992. Bruce, Robert V. Alexander Graham Bell and the Conquest of Solitude. Cornell University Press, 1990.